Chapter 21. Dandelions. If dandelions were rare and fragile, people would pay $14.95 a plant, raise them by hand in greenhouses, and form dandelion societies and all that. But they are everywhere and don't need us, and kind of do what they please. So we call them weeds and murder them at every opportunity. Robert Fulghum. Behind my house is a large hole. It was going to be a pond. You know, someday? The first year, my son loved it. The mud pit, we called it. The large hole behind my house was going to be a pond 4 years ago. Now it is a hole. Full of dandelions, an amphitheater of dandelions. As if a 5-gallon bucket of butter yellow paint were poured, creating a river to where the waterfall will begin, 140 feet away. All summer, a river of yellow. One visitor commented, "What a creative idea! Make a river and pond of dandelions? I never would have thought of this. It's beautiful." "Yes," I said, I planned it this way." What I saw as blight or failure, they saw as genius. Go figure. A couple of months ago, I lectured in Spokane for the Inland Empire Garden Club. The subject they gave me: learning to love our dandelions. So I said something like this. I had a lawn I prided myself on, and I was plagued with dandelions that I fought with every means in my power, so learning to love them was no easy matter. I began by talking to them each day, you know, cordial, friendly-like. But they maintained a sullen silence. They were still smarting from the war I had waged against them, and they were suspicious of my motives. But it wasn't long before they smiled back and relaxed, and soon me and the dandelions were good friends. My lawn, of course, was ruined, but how attractive my new garden became. As gardeners and as people, we have to decide if we're going to manage life or live it. The thing about dandelions is that they feel like something unmanaged, unplanned, untidy, out of control, and we don't like untidy things, whether in our garden or our desk, in our mind or our soul. We feel compelled to fix it, resolve it, manage it, make it tidy. We gardeners know all about this syndrome. You go to any gardener's house, and the first words from his or her lips, "I'm sorry. You should have been here last week. It was spectacular." Or, "Wait until next week." Or, "Don't look there." Or, "Wait until I finish that bed. It will be incredible." There's a wonderful seduction in the promise of tomorrow's potential to fix or remake. But we pay a price by looking to a more orderly tomorrow, which never gets here anyway, you may have noticed. When we focus on what we'll fix or manage better, we end up withholding our passion, commitment, energy, attention, and hope from today's bed of flowers. Here's the reason to really love dandelions. They invite us to a spirituality of imperfection, a spirituality of loving today as it comes to us, dandelions and all. A powerful pause for the days ahead. What is for you a daily reminder, such as dandelions, that your life is not perfect, consider this. Say a prayer of thanks for your dandelion.